Welcome to the Open Door Podcast, your key to exploring the vibrant tapestry of real estate, lifestyle, and community in the greater Boston area.
Join us as we unlock the doors to captivating homes, delve into the essence of local life, and weave through the rich threads of community stories. I'm Melanie Gundersheim.
And I'm Margie Gundersheim, and we're thrilled to be your guides on this journey. Let's swing open the doors to Boston's dynamic landscapes and discover the heart behind the people and the places.
This is the Open Door Podcast,
where homes, lifestyles, and communities converge. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being on episode 3 of the Open Door Podcast. I'm Margie.
I'm Melanie.
And today we're going to talk a little bit about staging and the importance of the staging process when selling a property. So staging is something that is a controversial subject. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people feel that it isn't important. And then we have other people who feel that you can't sell a property unless it's staged. And it's really something in between. So Mel, talk about, you know, when you're meeting with a seller, mm-hmm. you're talking about their property. How do you present staging and your view on that?
Really good question. So like a lot of answers in real estate, it really depends on the exact profile of the seller that we're working with. So firstly, you know, we want to be mindful of cost and money and how much we want to sell the property for, et cetera. So all of this goes into determining if staging is necessary or not. But the first thing I'll say is before even – you know, sending stagers over and getting quotes and doing all of that is we want to determine, okay, would a quick declutter and a really good cleaning make this place super different? Because let's, for example, if you're looking at a playroom and, you know, the floor plan itself, where everything is great, but it's just really messy. That's not something you have to restage into an office. You know, we can get someone in there. We have a bunch of contacts, or we can possibly help you, or you can do it yourself, of decluttering, getting everything in order, and it might just come down to organization and maybe a deep clean.
I always tell my sellers, pretend that you're online looking at property, mm-hmm. and which properties are you drawn to
right.
online? And it's usually the ones that have the minimal amount of stuff mm-hmm. with the clearest countertops.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they can really appreciate the space instead right. of the stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, that playroom example makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. And you kind of have to bird's eye view and zoom out of, you know, telling people, okay, if I'm going on Zillow and I'm looking up your house, what do I want to see and what's going to stick out and what is going to be attractive to me in terms of an aesthetic? I do think, so that's kind of step one, is really assessing if it's necessary. And if it is necessary, and in my opinion, and I'm curious to hear what you think, I think it's mostly necessary in empty homes, because when you have furniture to work with and maybe it's, you know, not the most trendy or the most, you know, aesthetically pleasing, but at least you can set the tone for having buyers walk through and understand what it would be like to live there. That's really what you're going for, is having people walk through your home, walk through your floor plan and really get a sense of, okay, the kitchen's here and they have bar stools and this is what they use as an office, but actually that might be a really good nursery, and getting a sense of how the furniture makes the space come alive and really allowing them to have a picture of it. When a house is empty, you can't really do that as well. It's possible, of course, if you maybe have a creative brain and a good imagination, or maybe you're very spatially aware and you're good at that stuff. But for some people, that's really difficult. So that's, in my opinion, where I think staging can really shine. And I think one thing that I bring up to people in this conversation is, okay, you know, price-wise, if we are getting these quotes for staging, at what point is what you're going to put into staging going to be a pro or outweigh what the price reduction is if we have to put your empty house or your maybe really disheveled house on the market and have to do a price reduction that might be more than what the cost of staging is? So it's always up to, you know, we're here to be people's guides and advocates in this process and kind of present them with all of their options. But that has been a really good conversation starter of, okay, maybe I don't want to invest in staging right now or have this staging conversation, but I'm going to put my house maybe not fully ready or maybe not Zillow perfect or MLS perfect, and then it might sit on the market for a little bit because people can't imagine what it's like to live here because it's so cluttered or it's really outdated or, you know, it's empty. And then it sits and we might have to do a price reduction, which very likely will be more than what the cost of staging for a 90 or 60 or 90 day period is. So that's kind of my two cents there. And those are the conversations that I have with sellers at the start. But I'm curious to hear what your opinion is.
Yeah. So two things come to mind when you're talking about, first of all, empty, vacant spaces. I find that you can really appreciate square footage more when there is furniture in the space. Mm-hmm. I find that when spaces are vacant, they very often seem much smaller.
I agree.
And it's crazy.
I totally agree.
And people don't believe me when I say that, but creating living areas and showing the demarcation between areas really does make places look larger.
Right.
So that's why I think, you know, vacant staging is really important, especially if you have a funky floor plan.
Right. Yeah, you need to paint the picture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The part about using homeowners' furniture and accessories to stage their own property after decluttering is a really interesting conversation because, in my opinion, if this seller has what we call in design transitional furniture, meaning that it's timeless and these are classic pieces that you would see in either, you know, all the way from an older Victorian home to a new construction, and they can work in there.
Right.
I think that you're in great shape
right.
to use those pieces and be able to stage it
mm-hmm.
very well. If you've got a home that has, you know, very dated antique pieces, usually it means that some staging would definitely help
necessary.
Because a lot of the buyers today walking in are younger buyers and their vibe is more modern. And in a transitional scenario, it doesn't stand out, but in a scenario with much older furniture or a lot of furniture and a lot of, you know, accessories everywhere,
right.
it's overwhelming and all people can see is that.
Right. And not even just for younger buyers. You know, think about our downsizer clients who are maybe moving, you know, from either the burbs to, you know, a pied-à-terre in the city or just a smaller house in the burbs. They want to be near their family. Whatever the case is, they also don't want to take on maybe something that seems like a project. And when you have older furniture or things that are outdated, that can also appear to them as work that they don't want to do. So it doesn't have to be this, you know, brand new construction look, but I agree with you. I think having that happy medium at least of clean, minimalist, and then having some pieces or being open to changing a few things that might make it more appealing to people to be able to kind of just move in and make it their own. Not that they can't add any more value, because FYI, if you're one of our clients listening, you've heard us talk about that all day long about how important that is. But have it be more of a seamless move and then just really having them to do things to make it more their own space
yeah.
rather than taking it on.
I think the hardest part, believe it or not, for sellers is clearing their kitchen countertops.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because they have their Cuisinart and they have their toaster
yeah.
oven and they have
right.
and all of that has to go when
right.
you do photography. You've
mm-hmm.
got to, you know, maybe just have a, you know, stage with a few beautiful jars
yeah.
for coffee and
that's
tea
a good point.
And you know, and I often you leave you know, certain cooking utensils if they're wood and, you know, cool looking
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But typically all of that has to go. And that's the biggest pushback I get is how am I supposed to live here
right.
if you won't let me
that's
leave my
really
coffee machine
point.
Out?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, at least for photographs,
right.
we need to
and
take
it out.
And that's
what, you know, that's a really good point. We do talk about that with clients
yeah.
all the time, especially if they have maybe families with young kids or they're still actively living there and life is going on.
Right.
That's something we can kind of help you navigate. And to your point, photos are everything in the beginning because that's what everyone's seeing. But we
mm-hmm.
also want to make sure, you know, yes, it might be you have to pick up after yourself and get things away and have things look a certain way when we're doing open houses, when we're having private showings. So it does take a little bit. It's a group effort, you know.
It is a group
and that's
effort.
Why staging can be helpful because it can take care of some of that for you and kind of lay the foundation. But yes, putting away your, you know, chunky, you know, things or things that might get in the way of everyday clutter, you have to do in order to get people in the door and be able to envision it the way that we want them to so that we can get you the offer that you want at the price that you want with the terms that you want.
100%.
Yeah, and it can be, you know, if you're living there, a little bit of a pain in the butt. But this is why you hire people to help you. We're a team to help you navigate, to get the contacts in your door, to get this done for you and, you know, understand if staging can be that benefit for you or not. And something that always comes up is people moving into their properties. How do you find the balance of, before you're selling it, before staging, and if staging needs to come in, of making it our own, but also being mindful of resale value? So for example, if you move into a place and to each their own, but let's just say you want to paint your primary bedroom neon orange because you're a maximalist and you love color and the neon signs, very cool, send me photos. But as a buyer walking through a home, that might—
it's distracting.
It's distracting.
Yes.
And the trend right now is kind of neutral, a little more minimalist than it is maximalist.
Right.
So maybe, and this is all part of a staging conversation, because maybe, you know, we don't need to get new furniture in, but maybe you lived in it for the time that you did. The house mm-hmm. was yours, and now we're trying to make it someone else's. Maybe we just need to update the backsplash or get a different paint color and maybe do more of an eggshell or all of your favorite, you know, White Dove, Benjamin Moore colors that you love that you have, like, ready to go every time I text you. And, you know, maybe it's just a case of that, and maybe you don't need the whole kit and caboodle. But these are the kind of tips and situations that we talk about to really determine what is necessary for you and what's going to add the most value, and then try to not have you, again, avoid doing the price reduction that might be more costly than investing in these little things that we can do before we list it on the market.
Do you know that I've had two sellers in my lifetime when we were having staging conversations mm-hmm. who— I mean, I can't say the word on this podcast,
okay.
but two separate said, I am not effing doing that.
Okay.
And the other one was, I am not effing doing anything.
Okay.
And that's what I said.
Well,
I said,
right. What
okay,
are you gonna do?
I appreciate your feelings and you don't have to do anything.
And then
you know,
we,
I'm here. You've hired me to—
and then hopefully they let us price it accordingly.
Well, that's the
right,
that's
right,
the key.
Right.
And both cases, one of the cases they did let me price it accordingly,
mm-hmm.
and the other case they did not.
Yeah.
And that one sat on the market.
And that right.
And it's not even letting me, right? When we
right,
say letting me, we,
right.
when we talk about pricing, we're it's a group effort, it's a conversation, we're presenting data and the range. And if you do this, then the range is here probably
mm-hmm.
based on what we can see and what's happening in the market and the energy and the season and
right.
all of those things. And if you don't do these things related to staging, then you're probably in this part of the
right.
range. So what's your preference?
Right. And the whole idea with staging and having these conversations with sellers is that, you know, this is part of the conversation of our pricing progression analysis. We say the list price is the invitation to the party.
Correct.
And the more people at the party, the better it is.
100%.
So in some cases, if you choose maybe not to make any of these changes that we talked about with these things that, you know, maybe aren't staging, but at least doing some paint, updating some things, or you choose to stage, the whole idea is that we want you to walk away with the most money possible as a seller. And we want to help you price that accordingly so we can get the most people there. And sometimes that does require staging and getting the folks in there to see that vision that maybe you can't. And that's what, you know, when those professionals are involved. And part of our value is that we're able to introduce you to all these people and kind of do the heavy lifting and take that off of you so we can make the connections, whether it's someone doing home organization and decluttering or a stager and really understanding what's necessary and building your exact blueprint for success as a seller. Because it's vague, but this is that gray area. Every client is different, every client profile, every person has different motivations, needs. If you have all the time in the world, like maybe your seller did, you know, maybe they say, I'm not effing doing anything.
They actually weren't a real seller in their hearts.
Right.
It's
they're like,
true.
We're just going to wait.
They
we
really
don't care.
Didn't want to leave their home. And
then,
I think that's the way they were pushing back.
Right.
But I will say it's important to let everybody know that we don't come in assuming you're going to stage.
Right.
You know,
100%.
It's not necessary all the time.
No. Yeah.
So I don't want people to think that that's always something that they have to do.
No,
a
it's
lot
an
of
option.
Times it is decluttering.
Yep.
And just neatening up a bit
100%.
And your house sparkles and shines,
yeah.
You know, so I think that that's important. Don't assume that you're going to have to do staging, but it's just a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, as we always say to everybody, all of these decisions are always up to the client, whether it's the buyer or the seller. But it's our job to, again, to set them up for success in the best way. And oftentimes with sellers, this is part of the conversation because we want to educate, right? As
correct.
We've talked about in our previous episodes.
Yep.
Education is kind of like the philosophy of how we run our businesses with buyers and sellers. And it's just part of the conversation. It's an option. And we want to figure out how it fits into your mold. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But I do think it's important to kind of have these mindset tips that we talked about in terms of pricing and understanding, you know, what might be the most helpful, if it's even necessary, when it comes to staging. And we can have those conversations and we can make those connections with you and for you so that you can really understand if it's necessary.
100%.
Yeah.
Good information.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're going to, as kind of we move forward, we're going to talk a lot more about different aspects of the real estate industry. And a lot of sellers are oftentimes curious about staging, which is why we kind of wanted to hit the nail on the head with this one. But stay tuned for next week. And thank you so much for listening. And
yeah.
For more tips and tricks, you can find me on Instagram at the Melanie Gundersheim.
And I'm at Margie Gundersheim. And if you have any questions about staging, we would love to answer them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, we can maybe even post some before and after
transformations. That would be
so
fun.
You can
Let's do that.
Yeah, from our favorite properties.
Okay.
Awesome.
Great.
Thanks, guys. We'll see
you next
week. And that's a wrap on today's adventure with the Open Door Podcast. Thank you for letting us share the beauty of Boston and our communities with you. If any of these stories or information has resonated, please subscribe to our podcast on YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you may listen. And join us on Instagram for a daily dose of valuable information and warmth. From Melanie and Margie Gundersheim, a huge thank you for spending your time with us here. Until next time.